Good morning, everyone. How are you? It's a beautiful day out. Yeah, so what, huh? Okay. Thank you. Got one there. In your bulletins, we got a handout here. How majestic is your name? You want to stand, please? And we're going to start with that today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the day. Beautiful day, Lord. The sun shines there. Temperature's dropped a little bit. Thank you for the rains, Lord, the folks got. We do pray for a rain, Lord. We pray that you'll send it soon, Lord, but we know you'll do it in your time. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today, Lord, to worship you. Thanks for those who showed up, Lord, keeping us safe this week. Especially, Lord, for this great nation we live in, Lord. We know it's many, many problems, Lord. I just pray that our leaders might turn to you, Lord, for the answers they need in guiding our nation. But Lord, today we're expecting some time in your word. I pray to be with our pastor. Guide him, Lord, direct him. Make him strong for what you have for us through him today, Lord. Thanks for all that showed up today, Lord. Just pray for a great time together. Lord, help us to give a little handshake here and there. Talk to folks. Give a smile, Lord, whatever it takes. Just show a little Christian love amongst each other while we're here today. Thank you for this time, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Page 523, please. 523.
'Tis the grandest thing through the ages run. 'Tis the grandest thing for a mortal tongue. 'Tis the grandest thing that the world e'er sung. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though my sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. 'Tis the grandest thing in the good for me. 'Tis the grandest thing for a mortal strength. 'Tis the grandest thing. Tell the world again, our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. 'Tis the grandest thing that the tidings roll to the guilty heart, to the sinful soul. Look to God through faith, he will make thee whole. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though my sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee.
Thank you. Let's see. Make sure I ain't missing none. Here we go. Evening service tonight, 6 o'clock. Shepherds and sheep, don't forget. Personal evangelism on the 27th at 6 o'clock in the evening. Our next fellowship is July. Kitchen team is Sandra and Marilyn. Marilyn's probably going to need some help, so we'll get that taken care of. There will be a music meeting on the 2nd of July after the morning service. Missionary Steve Mwindi is going to be here on August the 6th. I'm looking forward to that. Men's Bible study, July 1st and 15th at 9. Personal evangelism, the 11th and 25th at 6. Women's Bible study on the 18th. And the pastor's thought for the week. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Are your priorities in alignment? Guys, you'll come forward. We'll take up the morning offering. Right up here, please. Let's pray. Father, again, thank you, Lord, for the beautiful day. Keeping us safe, Lord. So many things, Lord. We need to be on our days constantly, Lord, thanking you for all that we have. But now, Lord, we're going to take up an offering. I just ask you to be with the gift and the giver. Help us, Lord, as we do, that we can only give a small portion back, but be with those that do. Thank you for this time, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor's got some stuff.
either in age or in feeling. I feel young this morning. Come up. We're going to have a little time together to share and explore a few things on this table as we talk a little bit this morning about summer. So bear with me here for just a moment. Eli, I'm glad you came up this morning. Isaac, you want to come? Lonnie? We're missing quite a few youngsters this morning, but welcome to all the rest of you here that are still young at heart.
I still feel young. It's just that when I have all the ambitions and ideas I want to do, I can't get them carried out as well as I used to. Anyway, it is a privilege to be with you folks this morning. Hopefully today in your bulletins you have a handout with some calendars on there. We're going to use those later in just a few minutes. Before we start, though, we're going to pray. And again, this is a time of worship. It's also a time of edification of the saints. That means a time to grow and to be challenged in the Word. But I know today there are many things going on in every life, burdens, again, that we need to bear and share, and know this, that the Lord is near to those that draw near to Him. I especially want to remind us today to pray for Diana at the loss of her mother, and others in our midst and in our community that have lost loved ones recently. Just had a person a call yesterday, a gentleman I've known all my life that was a neighbor passed away, and I have his funeral later this week. So we know this, there are people being born every day, and there are being people that are called into eternity every day. And so Jesus is important, because God shows us that He has an important plan for humanity. And today is a good day to draw closer to the Lord. So before we start our message today, we're going to take just a few minutes of silent prayer, again, to bring our hearts into alignment with the Lord today as we anticipate a study in His Word, and then I'll follow with a short pastoral prayer, and we'll begin this morning. So shall we pray together? Again, welcome to one and all. Our Father in heaven, we address you this morning, Lord, in your awesomeness. We know, Lord, that you have manifested yourself unto mankind in ways that are very visible to those who have had their eyes opened, while others today yet, Lord, walk in total blindness and darkness, even in the presence of your light. I pray today and thank you, Lord, for all that have come through these doors. I thank you, Lord, for your prevenient grace and the fact that you still are willing to deal with us and that you love us unconditionally. And I thank you for that, Lord. I do want us to praise your name today. May this be a time of worship where we show your worthiness. And Lord, you indeed are worthy in accolades, Lord, of all of our praise that we could ever give. It will never be enough to give you the glory you deserve. Now, Lord, we thank you that the other basis that we meet on here today, among several, though, is the basis of your Son, Jesus Christ, who, again, was the one that you sacrificed for the sins of humanity, who came and took that punishment in our place, Lord, that we should have had, and did it for us out of love. Lord, help us not to forget that today, but to be ever mindful of your goodness directed to mankind. Thank you now today, Lord, for the gathering of the church on the first day of the week. Lord, I pray that you would be a priority, that the fellow brothers and sisters in Christ would be a priority to us. We pray for the unsaved today, Lord, for people that are needy, for people that are headed for hell. And Lord, I thank you that your word is a love letter to mankind. Now, Lord, we pray for families as well in our community and in our midst that are grieving from the loss of loved ones. And Father, that may just be having a down stretch in their lives. I've talked to a couple this morning that said that they've been there. I've been there, Lord. I pray you'll lift us back up onto the hilltops, onto the mountaintops, Lord, and help us to walk closely with you. We pray for our community, Lord. Again, our doors here are open, and Lord, we care about this community because you do. I pray you we'd see a response in your community, Lord, that people, again, would want to come and grow in the knowledge and goodness of Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, once again, as we go into this message, I'm responsible for it, Lord, And I pray that you'll help me to bring it forth. It's a children's-oriented message today, but Lord, we're all children. Lord, forgive us. Draw us close to you today, I pray. I need your help, Lord, to bring this forth. And we thank you, Lord, today for the visitors we have with us and for every Sunday that you send new people our way. Lord, we do pray, too, though, as I close, for those of our own number that are not here today on vacation or other things that have affected their lives. Lord, I just pray that this day would be found glorifying and praising in your sight. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Jason, am I turned on here yet? I think we are. Okay, that's good. Any other young people want to come up today? Kim, you still look young. Anyway, today is our children's message. And I wondered if you could identify some of the things we have up here. Elijah, can you show these for Grandpa? For the group, can you describe what we've got here?
We've got a beach ball, we've got football bats, we've got a beach towel, we've got this cool box, and this is an umbrella.
Okay. And, Grandpa John, I've kind of wanted to have my toes dug in the sand under an umbrella with one of those little drinks with the umbrella in it, you know, relaxing. That doesn't happen too much for me. But Eli and other young folks, what would you associate some of these things with this morning? Vacation? Summer? Absolutely. Yeah. And Eli, did you want to share if you're a Cub fan or a Sox fan?
I'm both, actually.
Eli is very diplomatic. Yeah. Good answer. Yeah. Have you had a little time in the pool at Grandma and Grandpa's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we don't have a fancy pool, though, do we? No. But why are you back here, Eli? Okay, that's really kind, and we enjoy having our Chicago grandson here. But he has some ideas about his future, and one of them is to be a farmer. So he's been learning how to take care and do some farming this week, too, right?
Yeah, I also got a new calf at the farm.
So summertime's a good time to have a calf, too. A lot better than winter. Okay, Eli, thank you for describing that. Everyone's seen that here. We're talking about summer today. And you can go ahead and have a seat if you want, Eli, or you can stay up here with me. It's fine. You'll stay up with me? Thank you, Grand. I appreciate that. I do love you. Yeah. We have a good time. Yes, he does look like his mom. Yeah. Anyway, well, what happened this week that was something that probably most of you did not even notice regarding summer? Elaine, what'd you say?
First day of summer.
Yes. What's important about the first day of summer, though? Yes. On Wednesday, we reached the traversing of the sun to the northernmost point past the equator. In the season of time that we're in, there are two major seasons of the year, and that's the vernal equinox and the autumnal equinox. I didn't say autumnal equinox. I said autumnal, autumn. So what that amounts to, back in March, we had the start of the vernal equinox. The sun comes back across the equator. Last Wednesday, it was as far north as it will get. By the way, we studied Psalm 19 in our high school junior high class. Take a look at that psalm. God is displaying himself today. And I defy any of us to go out and say, Lord, I need a cloudy day. It's hot. Because the sun is one of the ways God manifests himself to us. But the point is that after Wednesday, we're headed back toward the autumnal equinox, which we call fall, which culminates on December 31st in the winter solstice, and that means we have shorter days. Wednesday was the longest day of the year. Did any of you notice that? It was still broad daylight at 9 o'clock in the evening. I know because I've been out irrigating every day, but we do thank God for, we had a puddle filler at home. But we're even thankful down here at Fruitland for no rain. God has a reason. Okay? I think in our case, it's Muscatine Power and Water. I fear the water bill when it comes. Anyway, so summer. Now, young people, I still have this problem. Next week is the 4th of July, correct? Or it's coming in the week following. Ginger, when you were in school, I think it was this way in Marshalltown, about the 4th of July, what goes through every student's mind? It's kind of, well, it means that after the 4th of July, time is going to go quick. And pretty soon, that month of August, in Spanish, Augusto, yeah, is upon us and school starts. And no one wanted to go back to school. I still get sad in the fall, just thinking about school. But the point is, in our message this morning, what can you learn from summer? And Kim asked me this morning, what's the message about today? I said, it's about, she said, what can you find in the Bible about summer? Well, there's a lot of things that the Bible talks about that we can learn about from the summer season. In other words, we have to understand that time is moving on. The summer is the season to get things accomplished. And it's important because it's half over from the school year perspective around the 4th of July. So what can we learn from the season of summer about life, but most importantly about spiritual life? This morning I have six little things for us to consider about summer. Eli, do you want to stay up or you okay?
I'm staying up.
You're going to stay up? Okay, that's fine. Well, have your Bibles ready. We're going to make some turns this morning. Six things. Number one, we've already alluded to this. Summer goes too fast. Life goes too fast. You know, the summer of life today for most people is the prime of life. I've asked myself this many times as I've evaluated my life. Have I gotten things accomplished in the summer of life that I should have? And you know what? More and more I'm beginning to see what? I haven't. And my time's running out. But know this, time goes too fast. Psalm 90, 5 and 6. We'll quickly turn through some of these, but hopefully we can grasp this. The psalmist is writing about those things here in this psalm. But in verses 5 and 6, he specifically tells us it goes too quickly. And he says this, "Thou carriest them away," that he's speaking about days there, "as with a flood." By the way, a flood starts little. I've never gone up and looked at the headwaters of the Mississippi River. Has anyone ever looked at that in the group this morning up in Minnesota? They tell me it's like a creek out at the farm that you can step over. Kay, you've seen it? Tell us about it. But you know, as the Mississippi rolls along down across the continent and so forth, it gets bigger. And we think it's big here in Muscatine. It's even bigger as it gets further down the way. But what God's telling us through the psalmist there, he says time goes fast and it's like a flood. It starts little and it goes bigger. Any of you in here over the age of 60 this morning? You don't have to admit it. You already know I am. Kim is. But what have you found out in your life? Things are going really fast. I'm never bored one day because I can't get enough stuff done that I know I may never get done. So it goes really quickly. It goes really quickly. 5 and 6. "Thou carriest them away," our days, "as with a flood. They are as asleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up." So it starts out really good. But then in verse 6, "In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth." Our lives, again, as we reach the precipice of life, after we cross that, we know that our days get shorter. And that's what's going to happen here in the summer that points to that for us to think about. In other words, for the first week or two after the summer solstice, which we experienced Wednesday, you won't see a big difference. But you come back here later in the month of August, and it'll be dark at 8 o'clock at night. And we'll know very quickly that we'll be at the shortest day of the year, which is December 21st, before you know it. So anyway, summer goes too fast. James 4:14. James 4:14. James essentially tells us the same thing, and the Bible alludes to this in other places. But he tells us a little about life here. He says, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow," or what's going to take place tomorrow. None of us do. We all have plans for tomorrow, but we don't really know what's going to take place tomorrow. We don't know what's going to take place yet today, do we? That's all in God's hands. We operate by faith. But he says, we don't know, but what is your life? Isn't that the profound question that's always been? What is life? The Beatles even sang about that, or George Harrison. But God explains what life is about, right? Yeah. He says this, it is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and vanishes away. It's short and it goes fast. So that's the first thing we can think about regarding summer. May I challenge us today, not only about our lives, but most importantly about our spiritual lives. Have you taken into account the fact that the days are growing shorter? And it's a day to make it a priority to draw close to God. Okay, that's the first one. Second one, we need to start early in the summer and set goals. I have several goals set. I have goals set here at the church. By the way, I think some of those goals are not coming to pass. And that's my fault. But I also want to encourage us, while I have your captive attention here for a few minutes, come to Sunday school. Make church an important part of your life. Not for what you can get, and not about money, but what you can give spiritually. When you become a net giver to the Lord in the spiritual sense, but also in the financial sense, but we don't emphasize that, but we gain. And it will help you to grow and to see your time blessed by the Lord, to be involved in His program. But starting early, by the way, this morning I was up at 5 o'clock. Anyone else? How light was it at 5 o'clock? Kay, have you? It's light. That's right. You know, my dad always used to tell me, this isn't biblical, but in a way it is. He said, start early so if you have trouble, you have more time to fix it. Yeah, you can always coast in the evening, but get at what's important to get at. The earlier the better. Ecclesiastes 3:1. So start early, set goals. By the way, God's given us grace and time. These are long days. These are days for productivity. Ecclesiastes. Proverbs, Ecclesiastes 3. And realize this. Again, what Solomon wrote, he said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. So in a sense, he's implying and saying, all things are ordained by God, but it's better that we get with the program earlier than later and know what's going on and be engaged in it. And then Paul writes in Romans 13:11. Romans chapter 13 and 11. And there's much that's said in the Bible about this, about starting early, setting goals for what we need to get accomplished. I already know in my own life some of the goals I mentioned in the church, but also goals of things that I need to get done. One of them is to paint the roof and the sides of the barn at home. And Kim says I'm getting a little on edge here lately, but it's true because I'm saying, you know, the summer is moving quickly and I've got a lot that needs done and I haven't gotten it done. But 13 and verse 11 of Romans. At that, Paul writes, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Well, that's a mouthful that Paul wrote. But Paul is essentially telling us the same thing. He says, wake up! By the way, I'm not in favor of sleeping a lot. We have a needed time of rest and sleep, but time's wasting. But let me just say this, and it could apply to people here, and it could apply to me. We're wasting time when it comes to the things of the Lord. That should be a priority. And Paul basically tells us that. He says, get out of your sleep. Get up and get going. And here's why. He says, now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. What Paul's talking about there, he's not saying when we believed we were saved, but he's saying this. He's saying our destiny, the full glory of our salvation. We can't experience here on this side of earth yet, but it's coming. And he says every day that goes by, every moment that passes, it's that much closer. Have you considered that today in your life? Is your spiritual life in that mode today, where we understand that we can be looking forward to the Lord, but we ought not waste any time that He has given us? And the Bible talks a great deal about that. Now, one of the more fun things here. that some of you might like to respond on. Eli, you might like to, or anyone else that feels young this morning. Enjoy the good things and get refreshed. That sounds good to me. I could go for an ice cream bar right now. But oftentimes at our house, when I ask Grandma for something, she says,
no.
No ice cream for Grandpa, right? Well, what's good about summer? You mentioned earlier, vacations. I like vacation. It's hard to find, hard to get. Eli, you want to mention some things? What did you do yesterday or a lot this summer?
Yesterday, I went to my Grandma Wanda's house to see my cousin from Italy and to have fun.
Okay. But also, you've been doing this a little bit this summer. I had that on the list. You've got a bat in your hand. What's this? This isn't a baseball bat, is it? Yes, it is. Okay. Wiffle ball. Yeah. Yeah. Sports.
Sports, I like baseball, I like basketball, I like soccer, I like all sports.
You heard it. Summer's a great time for that. Down the road, sweet corn. Watermelons. By the way, sometime in August when the melons are rocking and rolling, we're going to have a watermelon feed here for the whole community. You know, Kim, we'll provide the melons. This is what we're known for, right, at Fruitland? Fruit. What about Fruitland Church? Yep. Ice cream bars, I had that on my list. Take a break. Get refreshed for the next challenge. And so on and so forth. There's so many good things that we can find in summer. We need to experience those in the Lord. We need refreshment in the Lord. And we'll talk about that in another category here. But what are you doing this summer to get refreshed in Christ? Lots of options that you can have, both personal and things that you can do with others that will be beneficial for your spiritual health. Psalm 127:2. Psalm 127:2. Hopefully these things are a challenge or a thought-provoking possibility here this morning. Psalm 127:2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Back off of it a little bit and get closer to the Lord. There's no ice cream bar, there's no cold drink or anything else, watermelon. Nothing will be as refreshing if you'll back off and taste the sweetness and the refreshing of the Lord. Yep. Now, I'm all in favor of hard work, and you know that. But sometimes you need to take a break in Christ and get yourself refreshed. So that's number three. Enjoy the good things. Get yourself refreshed in the Lord. That brings us to number four. And this is the following. Make memories. Have you made any memories out of the summer of 2023? Witness to people. Make a difference for Jesus. I'll tell you what, folks. Memories are acquired one step at a time. If you don't go out and try to make memories, they're not going to happen. And I'm talking here about the spiritual things, folks. What is special about 2023? If you're sitting here and saying, I can't say a thing about that spiritually, well, something's wrong. Something's wrong. Folks, I got to sit down for a minute. I'm having a little spell. Give me just a minute. Yep, just hang on. got to get
me a minute here to recover. Okay.
Colossians 4:5. Colossians 4:5. Make memories. Witness to people, make a difference for Jesus in the summer of 2023. Colossians 4 and 5. Paul writes this to the church at Colossae. He says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Realizing that the time is short, again, and people's souls are at stake. This is a summer to make memories, right? It's a time to make memories with people, folks, that need the Lord. Okay, you're talking about me. Oh, yeah. So again, realizing that the time is getting away from, it's moving on. You know, walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Have you introduced Jesus Christ to those around you? I'll tell you what, the summer 2023 is high time to make memories. And these are memories that last, but do things that make a difference for Jesus this summer. That brings us to number 5. You know, the summer is the season of growing. Kinzer and I talked about that in Sunday school this morning. God, in His providential plan, has designed the seasons. He's designed His creation that the sun is the number one effect on everything for growth. Now, that's the S-U-N, which is the center of our solar system, center of all life here on Earth. But I want to also just give you this thought, that the S-O-N is also the center of the solar system, the Son of God. And you know what? The source of growth is the Son of God, if you're considering your spiritual growth. Amen. Kinzer, we kind of agreed this morning, didn't we, that if the sun were gone for a matter of 2 days or so, something like that, we'd be frozen to death that quickly. That's how much God's glory, that's what the sun represents, how important it is to us. And yet most people curse the sun and the heat and the things that God has shown us to demonstrate and draw us to Him. Don't do that this summer. Get some time in the sun. The sun, who's Jesus. Grow in Christ this summer. Make an effort. You know, we've got some of our folks today that are gone to church camp. Church camp can be a great thing. Making new friends. Make it a point to make friends. By the way, you can never not have enough friends. Right? Rekindle old friendships. I've run into a few people lately that I hadn't seen in years. You know, sometimes I have to look twice at people. Is that who I think it is? But the voice always belies who they are. And then I know, yeah, that was who it was. I ran into a guy in Menards here one day that went to school with us. I had to look twice, but when the voice came out, I knew who it was. But rekindle relationships with old friends. How about this one? Make reading the Bible a goal. Now, we have printed things that will show you how to read it in a year, and that's fine. But you know what? You could read the Bible yet before the summer's over by disciplining yourself to make it a priority. Make reading the Bible a goal. Volunteer to help people. It's not all about us. It's about Jesus and others. Volunteering will help you to grow in Christ. Volunteer, help at church. Things like vacation Bible school, backyard Bible clubs, start a Bible study. All kinds of things that we can do. Oh, and here's another one. Improve your church attendance. Why do they have 3 of those services a week? What's the purpose of that? You know what? When you miss a service here at church, you miss an opportunity to criticize Pastor John. But hopefully, what you really have missed is an opportunity to grow in the Word and to fellowship with the other believers. And let me tell you, the air conditioning's better in the evening here. Improve church attendance. Use your time carefully and efficiently. And what I'm talking about there is what you do for Christ and what you do with others. Summer's a good time to evaluate that. Ephesians 5, 15 through 17. Ephesians 5, 15 through 17. Paul writes this to the church at Ephesus. He says, "See then that you walk circumspectly." That word in the King James means carefully. You know, I walk more carefully than I used to. I watch where I walk. But what Paul's telling us there, he's saying, be careful and take notice of the things on the path of your spiritual life. "Not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." The summer 2023 is a good summer, and we can learn from summer to evaluate, once again, what God's will is in your life and in mine. I think if we could all come clean with ourselves today, we might all admit we're probably not in God's perfect will. Fair enough? Room for growth. So the fifth thing is to grow in Christ. That's what we can learn from summer. And the last one, and I've kind of alluded to this already, but give your summer for God's glory. He gave His Son for you and me. He loves us that much. What can we give to God? You know what? God isn't looking for big things. He's looking for little things that are big. He's looking for little things that are big. If you'll take a step that's tiny closer to God this year, you will be blessed. I guarantee that, not from what I say, but on the basis of the Word of God. This summer's a good time to evaluate that. Give your summer for God's glory, not your own. Psalm 31, 14 and 15. Psalm 31, 14 and 15. This is a psalm of David, and he writes the following, Psalm 31, 14, and 15. "But I trusted in Thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. My times are in Thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me." You know, here in America, we're very blessed yet to not face a lot of physical persecution for our faith. But yet we are persecuted deeply, even in America today, about our faith. Not necessarily by our government, yet anyway, but we're persecuted by the things around us. Because I find this in my life, and we talk about the fleeting days of summer. There are so many hoops that we have to jump through today, so many things that we have to fulfill. I even look at just the church here. Some of you may not realize this, but all the things we have to do to stay in compliance with, for instance, insurance companies, and the planning that has to go into this to try to not make a misstep. Folks, can we admit to ourselves today, life is very complex in the summer of 2023. And in that way, we are persecuted, because I believe this, I see it in my life, but I think it's in yours as well, at least some of you, that we have a mountain of things in front of us that we must do all the time. And we're exhausted. You agree with that today? Yes. Maybe some are saying, that's me, that's me. We're exhausted. But you know what? In spite of what we have to work through, we must find a way to give God the glory this summer. Amen. He's due it. He's due it. Psalm 31, 14 and 15, David says there, "I trusted in Thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. My times are in Thy hand." Have you placed your life and your spiritual walk in God's hand today in the summer of 2023? "My times are in Thy hand. Deliver from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me." And folks, there's a lot of things. I tell you one of the things, the phone. I'm running scared because of the phone. I'm running scared because of you folks. I'm not scared of you, but the phone is something that's changed our lives. I have to have that phone with me, and I have to check it when I don't have it on me personally if I'm doing something often, because you know what? People want instantaneous response. But I'm telling you folks today, there's times I may not be able to instantaneously respond. But I will respond. But I'm taught, that's just something in my life. What do you have in yours that's persecuting you? That's denying your freedom this summer to bring glory to God? Well, whatever that is, you know and I know. But it's a summer to bring glory to God in 2023. Now you notice, Elijah, how do you get to sit down on the job? I paid you for helping me. No, I didn't. Grab some of these. Did everyone get one of these calendars in your bulletin today? Elijah, did you get one? Julio and Augusto, right? Anyone need a calendar? 3 months. What do these represent?
Summer.
We all have a calendar. In case you haven't filled out a calendar for this summer, I wanted you to have one this morning. Because it's close at hand. And by the way, if you throw it away, you'll have made a choice. Right? But it was placed there, right? We trust God for the summer. We don't know what His plans are specifically, but we're going to go with the idea that we'll be here this summer, right? We all have a calendar for summer 2023, or at least you should. Let me just say this. No one has more or less days than anybody else. Anyone told you, I'm so busy, I can't. Then find a way to be less busy. We all have the same amount of time. It's really about what? Priorities. Priorities. Yep. Let me ask you this too. Is your calendar full of the right things? My calendar is full. But I don't know. I need to discern more closely with the Lord. Is it full of all the right things? Is your calendar empty? That's as bad as being too full. I don't have any. I'm pretty busy. Be honest. Is your calendar empty? Is it empty when it concerns the things of the Lord? Are you overcommitted? Maybe some of those things on the calendar need to be canceled. That's something we have to consider. And there's much more. But whatever the case, these six tips that we looked at this morning might help us to have a calendar based in the Lord. That's the key here, folks. And never forget who made the calendar. Now, we could debate about the different calendars in history. But God sets the number of days, folks. However you want to place it in whatever order, it's God's calendar. It's all about Him. This morning in closing, I invite you to get on board with God's calendar. And I invite anyone here today to consider, are you in a personal walk with Jesus? Is He on your calendar? Or what's on your calendar basically revolve around yourself or things that have nothing to do with the Lord? This is a day to turn the page. And know this today, Jesus loves every one of us dearly. Not all of us may love Him dearly. But this is a day to understand what the Bible teaches. God loves us with a love that will never let us go if we'll receive it. And He doesn't force anyone. You're not going to have to be forced to do anything on your calendar. That's your business, but it's also God's business. Today, though, if you're here apart from Jesus Christ, now you know this today, you can receive Him as your Lord and Savior merely by understanding the facts that mankind is a fallen, sinful person. If you don't believe you're a sinner, come and ask me later. I won't tell you you are, but the Bible does. And every one of us needs Jesus, and He is there for us. And He can be found by simply believing, first of all, that we're sinners, incapable of saving ourselves, and that Jesus loved us and died for our sins and rose again. And if we'll place our faith and trust under that, that's a gift that He gave that is the ultimate gift of all time. There's no religion, there's no rigmarole. It's simple faith, trusting Jesus, realizing He's the only one that can be trusted. Okay, that's there too. And by the way, if you have a question, talk to me. Secondly, though, if you're like me, probably, a Christian, a born-again Christian, who's just not enjoying the things the way the Lord would have it to be today. Several things in these six little points will help us to get back on track. And it's better to get on track sooner than later. Lynn, you just said it. That's the end of the message. Hit it again so we all hear it. Amen. Let's stand and take our hymnals. 801. You know, it's kind of interesting, and it's a thing of God. Some of you know, I don't pick the music anymore. The music committee does not have a roster of what I'm speaking on. But isn't it a God thing that 801 is the song? How great thou art. Summer 2023, we're almost at the midpoint. It's a good time to sing this to the Lord. By the way, today, if there's anything I can help you with spiritually, you can come forward or mention a word to me at the door. I'll be glad to do that. That's what I've been put here for, to help. And I tell you, as I said, I need prayer. I need help too. Let's make this a summer of renewal and strength in Jesus. Let's sing to Him this morning, and then I'm going to ask Lonnie to dismiss us in prayer. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. May this be the summer of the great God. His year, by the way, of 2023. Lonnie, would you dismiss us, please?
Oh, God, thank you, Lord.